The following lecture by Trigueirinho on vitality, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in March 2002.
O vital é nível de energia que nós temos, ou uma
What is called the vital is a level of energy that we have, or a form of energy that we have.
Instruções orientais
and some oriental instructions say that we have a body, a mind, a soul, and a vital.
Nós não usamos isto com esse nome,
we don't usually refer to vital with this name. And we don't deal very directly with this.
A vida física, a
because
vida
the vital is very closely linked to physical life, to emotional life, and to mental life.
A nossa
and we try to focus our attention more on the soul and
corpos.
The monad
então,
rather than on these bodies. So we don't attend to the vital aspect very much.
Ela é uma parte importante,
but it is an important part of us, and we can take care of it indirectly through the life we live,
come,
the food we eat,
das relações que tem,
our interrelationships.
Você está trabalhando
so
esta vitalidade,
in all this, we are indirectly working on this vitality,
vital, é bom,
which
vezes,
is called the vital.
Disso,
this thing which we call
é
the vital should sometimes, once in a,
while,
be taken care of because it is not good for a person to become devitalized. A devitalized person can open the door to many unwanted things.
Pode ser considerado
but this vital
nosso
can be considered
dinamismo,
our dynamism,
energia realizadora,
our
essas
achievement
são
energy.
Inadequadas.
These words are very inadequate, and the Western languages do not have
coisas.
The words to express
mas
these things.
É uma espécie de dinamismo.
But the vital is a kind of dynamism, a kind of energy
nos nossos
that
corpos,
works through
gente.
Our bodies, through us.
Se não fosse este vital,
if it were not for this vital,
de
and we do
todo,
not always call it vitality
física,
because vitality is more physical
física.
And the vital,
vital
is more than physical.
Energia,
this vital, this energy,
de
this drive to achieve,
dinâmico,
this capacity
é
to be dynamic
é
is not the dynamism
dinâmico,
itself,
é
it is the capacity to be dynamic.
É
this is the vital because the vital
então,
is not entirely
vital,
material. So without this vital force,
força de vida
we don't have the life force to manifest what
então,
we are supposed to manifest.
Com este vital
so we should keep
sadio.
This vital very healthy.
Nossa capacidade de ser vital,
this capacity
de
of ours to be vital, to achieve,
dinâmico,
to be dynamic,
deve ser controlado
should be controlled
por uma força superior.
By a higher force beyond this vitality. Because if this vitality is not controlled by a higher force, a force that is not from the bodies, but from the inner levels, from our inner nuclei, if this vital force is not kept under control, we lose our composure and balance, and this vitality no longer obeys us. So this vitality then begins to carry us along, it begins to drag us, it begins to guide us, instead of our using the vitality to improve, to increase, to vivify what we do. So we don't do things for the sake of vitality, otherwise we would be governed by our vitality. We would go around slamming doors with our vitality. We would be saying things we wouldn't want to say, and so forth. So this has to be controlled and directed. Otherwise, it will no longer obey us, and we start to become
ativo,
a very active vital being and nothing more than that.
A vitality
or a movement or a force
não está mais nos
that no longer obeys us, but that is pulling us, that is dragging us toward things
imaginar.
We cannot even imagine.
Esta vitalidade nos leva a desejar coisas.
This vitality makes us desire things.
Os nossos desejos podem ter muitas origens.
Our desires can come from many sources, but certain desires of ours are movements of this vital force. They are movements of this vitality, of this capacity that we have to achieve.
No plano físico,
on the physical level, because we have seen that this vitality is not only on the physical level, this vitality is also on the emotional level, and this vitality is also on the mental level. It is the same vitality on all three levels. On the physical level, our entire nervous functioning, all that drives our nervous system, is a part of our vital. So we have this web of energies, we have this vital, and our nervous system is a part of this vital on the physical level. And this vital that is in the nervous system merges with and infiltrates our reactions, our movements, through the nervous system, through our desires, and this begins to produce sensations. This begins to induce needs, physical, emotional, as well as mental. And we have to see that these needs are not ours. It is this energy that is loose, this energy that is not under control. This physical vitality that manifests, that expresses itself, because this nervous aspect is a part of it, this vital is a serious obstacle to our transformation. So if it develops beyond our control, no matter how positive and how healthy it may be, it can create an obstacle in our evolution.
Que nós temos no físico,
this vitality that we have in our physical body and that we feel in our emotional body and that we also feel within our minds should carefully become replaced by the action of our soul. Because this vital is not an activity of the soul. This vital is an activity of matter, on these levels. And this activity of matter is very important for us, otherwise we would not have the power to manifest anything. We would have no life force without it. So this is practically our life force. And we forge ahead with this life force, with this vital force, until the time when our soul begins to manifest, to be expressed. Because then there is a change of quality in our activity. Our movements, our desires, and our aspirations
deste tipo de vitalidade.
No longer come from this type of vitality, but this is being replaced by a different kind of manifestation, a different kind of movement that comes from the soul.
Nós nos encontramos neste caminho de buscar a alma.
Now we realize that we are on this pathway seeking our soul, and that we have another force, a soul force, a spiritual force guiding us, and no longer the force of matter. We are at a point of transition in which we tend to suffocate the vital. Our tendency is to reject the vital. We have to be very careful with this, because if this vitality, physical, emotional, and mental, withdraws or decreases a lot before we have the other
então,
force,
é aí que nós vamos ficando desvitalizados.
Then we will become devitalized.
Então nós podemos ter um ótimo padrão de vida.
So we might have an excellent quality of life.
Alimentos,
we might have very good food.
Um ótimo ar,
we might breathe good air and still become devitalized. This has nothing to do with material things at this stage.
E isto é porque this is nós because estamos cuidando da parte espiritual.
We are focusing on the spiritual side.
A força de
we
vida
are
da
seeking
alma.
The life force of the soul,
nos recusando inconscientemente,
and we are unconsciously refusing to use the life force of matter, which is still necessary, which is still present, and there has to be a transition between one thing and the other.
Se nós desprezamos
so if we disregard
vital,
this
física,
vital energy,
emocional,
physical, emotional,
é
or mental, it is as though we were to be left
níveis.
Without any base on these three levels.
As coisas continuam acontecendo,
and things go on happening on our spiritual level and they go on progressing.
Baixando.
But here the energy drops. On the mental, the emotional,
físico,
and the physical, etheric levels, the energy decreases. And this need not happen. This need not happen because this vital force, this physical force, this physical life force in matter, if this is controlled, if it is being used, it is not negative. But we have learned, haven't we, in theories, so many theories, that all this is negative, so we end up becoming devitalized because we consider all this negative. We think these things are all unimportant. Don't you know of people who, just because they are seeking their souls, no longer take care of their nutrition, they no longer take care of anything? So they become devitalized. And on these levels, they can hardly express their souls because their souls can only be minimally expressed openly through a devitalized mental body, through a devitalized emotional body, or through a devitalized physical body. And we would have to take care of this so that our soul could manifest. At this point, we have to be very careful because this is very subtle. When we speak of vitalizing ourselves, it sounds as though we are all going to do gymnastic or some such thing. No, this is not the way. It could include this, but this is not indispensable. Vitality is something different. One acquires vitality by making this transition very serenely, very harmoniously. For example, if one's soul or one's consciousness or one's higher self does not give clear indications about food, about behavior, about schedules, one goes on doing these things normally. One should not stop doing them, otherwise one will not replace this vital force by soul force. So, for example, if someone who is not yet sufficiently vitalized by his or her soul decides to sleep less, or decides to not sleep enough, or if he or she decides not to eat enough, and there are many excuses for this, this person rejects this life force, therefore very soon his or her body will be left without life force. The stomach will lose its life force and will begin to refuse food. And everything begins on what? Not disregarding this life force before the right time, before it can be replaced by another force, by another energy.
Nós podemos ter nos nossos níveis
so,
internos,
on our inner levels,
elevados,
we can have
puros,
elevated, even pure thoughts. But these thoughts
aqui,
will not be able to be expressed mentally here. These
forma,
thoughts
não?
That are formless do not come from the mind, they come from farther away. We can have these
alma,
thoughts in our soul, but they cannot be expressed through our mind because our mind cannot express these higher thoughts for lack of
mente,
vitality in our
mental.
Mind, in our mental body.
Então, é no corpo mental,
so it is
ou é no nosso
in the mental body
mental,
or on our mental level
este vital
that the vital
vai dar forma
will embody our thought,
até as nossas palavras,
even our words,
porque as palavras representam um mecanismo com o
qual nós
entramos
words em contato. Represent a mechanism by means of which we make contact.
Não estiver em
and
ordem,
if this vital is not in order,
nós não temos nem a palavra correta.
We don't even have the right word.
Nós falamos coisas
we say
que não correspondem
that do not correspond to what our consciousness
então,
wants to express.
So
you can see that this vitality is not
fora.
Something to
não
be discarded.
De
it is not something
dela.
To be neglected.
E no emocional,
and in the emotional
também,
body,
este vital,
this vital, this vitality
é a base
is also the basis for many feelings.
Nós podemos ter uma alma cheia de amor.
We can have
podemos ter uma
a soul full of love.
Grande,
we can have a great inner joy.
Mas isso não se exprime,
but these
se
cannot
irradia,
be expressed, these cannot radiate if our emotions are devitalized,
é
if our emotions cannot channel
nosso
these,
está fraco,
if our emotional body is weak,
não
if it does not measure up to all these things that could be going on
no nosso mundo
in our inner life.
Agora, esse vital,
now, this vital,
que é a base para tudo
which
isso,
is the basis of everything,
isto,
the basis for us to feel this, and the basis
isto,
for us to transmit this,
vital,
this vital
só na mente
is not only located in the mind and in the emotions, but it is also to be found on levels that are very fundamental for us,
mais baixos do
on
que
levels
o nível
below
emocional.
The emotional level.
Então é como se nós tivéssemos
so it is as though
físico,
we had in our physical body,
tem este lado físico também,
because the vital also has this physical dimension,
sem, pelo menos, incluir
and we cannot talk about
físico.
Vitality without at least mentioning the physical
parte,
etheric vehicle.
Vital,
so we can have this part of our vital, we can have this part of our web of vitality that goes from the throat to the heart.
E que é aquela parte
and this
que
is the part
à base do nosso
that relates to the basis of our thoughts.
Físico.
This is in our physical etheric body between
é
the throat and the heart.
Vital.
This vital is located right here.
Desvitalizando esta parte
and we devitalize it
desprezando esta energia.
When we disregard this energy.
Agora, a vitalidade dos nossos sentimentos,
now, the vitality of our feelings,
os nossos sentimentos,
the basis
no corpo,
for our feelings
etérico, físico,
in the physical etheric body
coração,
is located in the heart,
área do coração.
In the heart
só que esta
area.
Área do coração,
except that for us,
nessa nossa organização,
in our organization, the heart has
então,
two sides.
Que está no
so
coração,
when you say you are in your heart, you could be in either of the sides of the
você
heart.
Pode estar
you could be
emoção,
manifesting emotion,
isto é coração,
and this is the heart.
Mas o outro
but
lado
the other side of the heart
é aquilo que vem da alma,
is what
é a mesma
comes
região.
From the soul in the
então,
same area.
Região,
so in this area,
cardíaca,
in the heart area,
vital,
this vital energy has to be very careful to channel our soul energy, energy from the soul, the love from our soul, and all that. Otherwise, emotionalism will take over. The heart expresses emotiveness. Don't emotional people say, I love you with all my heart? It's not really that way at all. They love with only half a heart, but they think it is the whole heart. The other part of the heart has nothing to do with this. The other part is precisely what vitality has to be able to express. Then, from the heart down to the navel, is where this vital is the base for expressions of anxiety. All this goes on from the heart down to the navel. Nostalgia, reactions, pride, fear, strong attractions, all of this. And the stronger these become, the closer they are to the area of the navel.
Do umbigo para baixo,
below the navel,
é o que a gente chama,
is the area
baixo vital,
that we call the lower vital,
estas forças,
which are the forces
ocupando de
that are taken up with very material
vaidade,
desires, such as vanity,
de gula,
gluttony,
de interesse excessivo por alimentos,
and excessive concern with food. All this is located from the navel on down in terms of vitality, in terms of energy. And since we need to have this system well balanced, even though we might be working with higher vitality, while we are at the beginning of the path, it could be good for us to eat food that stimulates the appetite. This is because if things get devitalized from the navel down, and if the vital of the body, this web of vitality in the body, becomes somewhat emptied from the navel down, then we could be doing all that conscious work on our inner levels, on our higher levels, working on all that the throat represents, all that the heart represents. But we must not forget the area from the navel down, because that would unbalance all the rest. It would really unbalance all the rest. So to live a conscious life, we have to learn to deal with all this. So a conscious life does not mean that we refuse something that gives one a little warmth. Once in a while, it is good to take in certain food, not from personal choice or from habit, but to bring about a material balance in order to sustain our vitality. We also need this so as not to be concerned with people's vitality. One has to have discernment to deal with these things and not repress the vital. So when one is on this path of ascent, seeking one's soul, those who are just in the very beginning think that others should not laugh, that others should not speak loud, that the others should not express themselves. But if someone who is still focused from the navel on down still needs all this kind of expression, one cannot say to the person, watch out, don't talk so loud, because the person will become devitalized from the navel down, get run down, and then his or her entire system of vitality will become debilitated. This has to be understood. This has to be worked on in the good sense. Because, of course, it is not our aim to focus on or to appease the navel and below. This is not our aim. But we cannot ignore this part, even if it means putting up with the expression of someone who is focused there. This is part of a general process. This has to be looked at in an evolutionary way so that the person's vitality remains integrated. Because when this vitality is integrated, when this vitality is adjusted on all levels, this is a question of consciousness. It is a question of how one looks at it, because the vital also follows thought in the same way that the etheric follows thought. One has to look at this in an evolutionary way, and not only ascetically. Otherwise, the person will no longer have a base from which to think and will express thoughts that do not correspond to the level of thoughts that could be expressed according to his or her consciousness. Or the person might express disharmonious feelings that are also not up to his or her level of consciousness. Or the person might act in a way that also does not correspond to the things that he or she already knows. And there is a way to handle all this. There is a way for this vital energy not to begin to drain, and for this vital energy not to begin to decrease. And this is when we are afraid, and when we are in doubt, not to deny it, and not to let that doubt take a hold of us. If you fear something, and everyone has some sort of fear, who is not afraid of something? When you fear something, be aware of it, but do not let it set in. Do not give in to it, because it could become like a gap in this vital. It is through fear, through doubt, through hesitation, that the vital energy drains away, and then your entire system of vitality becomes riddled. And then, if that fear or that doubt becomes embedded in your consciousness, in your mind, you will become even more attached, you will become even more fearful, and because you have no vitality, you will not find the basis within yourself, you will not find the support to express courage, to express detachment, like so many people who write to us saying, but I have already detached myself from this, and yet I cannot let go of it. You cannot let go of it because you are devitalized. In consciousness, you are at one point, but in your life, you are at another point because your mind became devitalized and your emotions became devitalized. You let fear come in. You let doubt come in. See the widespread effect this has, because if we contribute to someone feeling fear, if we put doubt into someone's mind, we have to realize that we have planted a seed of devitalization. And with this, we will bring about our own devitalization. We ourselves become devitalized without having apparently caused it. We become devitalized because we planted doubt in someone's mind. See how widespread this is, how important this is for those of us who are seeking our souls, for those of us who are seeking a higher path.
Para este vital, para esta base de vitalidade que nós temos, ser sempre alimentada.
To keep on sustaining this vital of ours, this base of vitality, we sometimes have to open ourselves up to protection, because sometimes it is not enough to take certain measures of protection, because the outer forces, the influences that enter through the vital are very complex and very strong, and we have not the least idea what influences these are. So suddenly our vital begins to express something that comes from some sort of influence that is not our own, that did not come from our soul. Especially before going to sleep, we should take a look at our vitality, our physical, emotional, mental force. We should examine these foundations which sustained us during the day and ask for protection for them. This protection can be solicited in a general way, or we can ask a hierarchy for this protection, because there are hierarchies here on earth that take care of this basic aspect of ours, that provide a protection for our vitality. One of the things that devitalizes us very much, besides harboring fear and besides lacking this higher protection, is when we have an affinity toward people. Having affinity means toward someone means that we can also have antipathy. This is the starting point for devitalization to set in, because affinity in itself does not have vital force. It is something on the intermediary level. Affinity is something that ends as soon as the person does something to us. As soon as you change your standpoint, your affinity for the person ends. So affinity is a bedrock for devitalization, because affinity, karmically, opens the door for us to have antipathy, or for us to become unpleasant to someone who is ignorant, who also has antipathy. So then we have a chain reaction, a completely devitalizing vicious circle. And something else that devitalizes us is when we accept everything that comes from someone else's personality, without discernment, without thinking. Of course, whatever comes from someone else can be useful sometimes, it can be real, it can even be a help to us, but this cannot just be wide open without discrimination, because the personality of the other person could be in line with something that is not quite what our vitality was needing. And then devitalization will set in. If our vital is strong, if this vitality is balanced, harmonious in all our bodies, then we have a chance of repelling this and of not giving in to forces of involution. If our vital is firm, and if our consciousness is focused on the higher levels, we do not have to protect ourselves from anything else, because this combination of higher force and vitality of the bodies wards off everything that comes that is in disharmony with our system. So when we say, do not defend yourself, it means spiritually that this work is being done. Because if this work is not being done, then we do have to defend ourselves from the attacks of hostile forces, from the interference of someone else's personality, from collective thought forms, from collective emotions. We do have to protect ourselves. Now, if our consciousness is already stable, and if our vital is at a level that our being needs, protection vanishes from our thoughts, it withdraws from our system, and there is no longer any need for protection, because the protection is automatic. In the same way that our organism has defenses, this also has its defenses. The mental body has defenses, the emotional body has defenses, but all this becomes automatic, and you no longer have to be concerned with it. So yesterday we were talking in general about these areas of the body, just for us to get into this subject of energy, the subject of vitality. But today we are really looking at this subject more broadly, more generically. Therefore, the focus is generalized and no longer specific. This means that this subject of energy, this subject of vitality, should be present in our consciousness, not only for us to have material vitality, for us to function materially in a healthy way, but we are also referring to vitality in the sense of it permitting our mental body, our emotional body, and our physical etheric body to act as good vehicles for the spirit. We were not talking about, and we have never talked about this, to pursue physical health or physical well-being. These things are an outcome of our serving the spirit. So everything that has been stated in regard to vitality is in the sense that we should have a channel for the spirit to flow
disponível, o mais aberto e o mais adequado possível,
as freely
para o
as possible, a channel that is open and as adequate as possible to serve the spirit. And if our vitality is low, if we are not adequately energized, our bodies have difficulty in accepting any change of habit, any transformation in our habits. So it is much harder for someone who is devitalized to change a custom. It is almost impossible for the person to transform his or her life. And we have seen that even without meaning to, even unconsciously, a weak vital craves for someone else's energy, even without wanting it.
que a gente
Therefore,
esteja bem
it is good for us to be well vitalized so that we do not drain energy from the others, which can happen automatically without our even wanting it. This is a movement of the vital itself, of our own web of energies, because it feels so weakened that it then drains the energy from whomever comes close. It draws in the energy from any fellow being. And this is not only true of the physical level, and on the physical level this is not so important as on the mental level. So when someone who is devitalized on the mental level enters or approaches another person's mental body, this person inhales the other one's mental energy. The same thing happens on the astral level, the same thing happens on the emotional level. So when we take care of our vital health, when we are careful to keep our energy in order and organized and harmonized, that is, when we try to keep ourselves vitalized, we avoid robbing energy from others, something which happens even without our intending it. And if this energy drops very low, if we become very devitalized, our vital, this web, no longer responds to reason. This web is no longer able to become organized. And if we give it some directive, or if we give it some order, or if we try to conduct it, the vital does not obey. It does not obey because it is not firm enough. So it goes on acting waywardly, and it also erratically feeds on everything that comes along. Thus, the web of the vital becomes very heterogeneous, and this is not good, including for the health of the bodies, because then the bodies have difficulty in finding their identity, in finding their note, because the vital, this web of energies at the base of the manifestation of the bodies, is also very heterogeneous. And does not obey the consciousness, and it does not obey the aspiration of the one who is within this vital web. So we should always try to transform this field of energy. We should not be satisfied with the way it is.
Ele tem trabalho de transformação.
It must undergo a transformation. A transformational work has to take place to make it more capable of corresponding to the energy of the soul. Our vital body, our vitality, will never be able to be like that of our soul, but it can come as close as possible to this movement of our soul and to our higher consciousness, so that through our vital movements, our thoughts, our feelings, we are able to transmit the energy of those levels by means of our vital, by means of the web of energies. So we always have to keep on transforming the vital in the sense of adjusting it more and more to these rhythms of higher energy. Some people get furious automatically, but not because they are angry persons. They sometimes fly into an outburst of rage because it comes from the vital. The vital embraced to this, and the vital incorporated this, and they end up being carried away by the vital instead of controlling the vital. Because someone may have a well-formed consciousness that no longer allows him or her to fly into fits of rage. The person's consciousness no longer manifests this, but through the vital, he or she may incorporate and manifest this reaction.
Como é então que nós podemos transformar esse vital?
Can we transform this vital?
Como é que podemos
How can
trabalhando
we
isto continuamente?
Work on this continuously?
Porque esse trabalho não tem fim.
Because there is no end to this work.
Chega
when the vital
grau,
reaches a level in which it can no longer become more subtle, then it becomes replaced by the energy of the soul as the base of our bodies. So this has to always go on becoming transformed. We have to always be aware of and dedicated to this transformation. And to do so, we need willpower. If we are not willing to do this work, then it cannot happen. And the vital is left up to its own movements. Everything is left up to the vital's own influences and movements. So one has to be willing to transform this. We really have to want it. This desire must be sincere and not artificial, because the vital is very subtle. And if our willingness is not sincere, the vital perceives it and goes against it. This then brings on a vital shock, even some sickness and an indisposition. This is not because the vital is not obeying our will, but because our will is only a movement of imposition, but it is not sincere. So sincerity is very important here. It is no use moving one's will towards the vital if one really doesn't want this, if one is only doing this out of duty, from hearsay, or because one thinks it will be useful, but one is not being sincere. In such a case, the outcome will not be the same. On the contrary, there will be certain problems of energy, certain problems in one's vitalization. So willpower and sincerity are very important here.
Tem que haver também uma aspiração além da vontade, né?
Now, besides willpower, there also has to be aspiration, because willpower is something very precise, but aspiration is something more abstract, more inner. Aspiration is more generalized. So for the vital, for our energy, to carry out this transforming movement in the right direction, this instrument of aspiration is very important. And then we also need perseverance in these things, because our bodies have their permanent atoms that correspond to our being, but our bodies have all their other atoms that were gathered together for a specific incarnation. So whatever work we are going to do, not in our inner consciousness, which has no body, but for any work that we are going to do on any matter that makes up our bodies, especially this vital matter, this energy, one needs perseverance. And one has to be in a frame of mind to do this for an entire lifetime, if necessary. One has to have that attitude. When one is in this frame of mind, it does not mean that one is going to be always doing the same work, because things change within the law of evolution, especially within the higher law of evolution, where things change even more rapidly. But one has to be willing to do that patiently one's whole life. If we begin to set deadlines to carry out our rhythm, this is very different to staying within the rhythm as though we were to remain there always. This is very different. So we get into a rhythm and don't even think about time. We are just there in the rhythmical pattern, and we don't know how long we're going to stay there, perhaps months or years or that lifetime, or even if it's that is going to change. These things should not even cross our minds. In order for the rhythm to be correct and to be able to work deeply, but if we are calculating how long we are going to remain in such a rhythm, how long this is going to go on happening, then the energy changes. And it is not the same thing that happens.
Então, esta perseverança,
so this perseverance
é no sentido de você
means
estar fazendo aquilo
to be
que tem
doing
que fazer,
what has to be done,
se fosse
as if it were to go on forever,
que
or
em
if
seguida.
It were to end right away.
O vital é muito sensível
the vital is very
coisas.
Sensitive
é
to these things. It is very sensitive
assim
to such an attitude, so much
so
that two people
vital,
can be doing the same work with the vital, following the same instruction, and yet completely different things may be happening because their attitudes there are different.
É
one person's attitude is different to another's.
Aquilo,
one may be doing that
tempo,
while watching the time, observing results,
avaliando o que está acontecendo,
evaluating what is going on, whereas the other,
sinceramente,
to the contrary,
nada,
is present there wholeheartedly, sincerely, without thinking of anything else. This result is completely different from the perspective
bem,
of what happens to the person's energy.
Avançando neste trabalho,
well, if we proceed with this work,
uma coisa muito importante.
Something very important
você
will come about.
Bem claramente,
we will be able to distinguish
o que é que vem
clearly
da sua
between
ideia,
what
da sua
comes
consciência.
From our ideas,
você vai distinguir
from what
isso
comes from our consciousness.
Corpo.
We can differentiate this from what comes from our bodies, and we can also discern when the movement comes from our vital, from the energy that underlies our bodies. This helps us to know ourselves better and to be able to deal with what is going on inside of us in a more mature way, because we are able to detect a reaction or a desire of ours or a passion we may have or a reaction and we can see clearly where it came from.
So
you don't have to be so worried about what is going on inside of you because you can see clearly that what is happening did not come from you. It did not come from your intention. It did not come from your thoughts. It did not come from your own self. But it came from your body, for example, from a body of yours. That set it up, that caused that situation, and you can see this clearly.
Isto ajuda a
so this helps you to avoid underestimating yourself, because many people undervalue themselves because of their behaviors, and they don't really know if such attitudes are actually their own, or if they came from their bodies, or if that is something that comes from this vital, from this vitality. So it is very important for one to be very aware in this work, to be really sincere in this work of transformation, because we could see that something came from a body, that the reaction was something from our astral body, and our astral body has its own life, has its own consciousness, and our astral body is in contact with the collective astral body. Our astral body is in contact with all the discarnate bodies. Then suddenly, I could have an emotional reaction, but I would have to understand whether that really comes from me, or whether it is a body of mine that is acting in that way, if my astral body is doing that.
Ou eu posso ter acesso de raiva,
or I could fly into a temper,
de mau ânimo,
I could get into a bad mood, or have an attack of jealousy, and it could possibly not come from me. I have to see that what is happening is not my own. I have to see that what is happening is a reality within my bodies, but that is not my consciousness. That is not me. It happened spontaneously because it was a body that caused it. It was a result, an outcome of the context that body has or of the matter that makes up that body. And at that very moment, it was not very well channeled or was not under control. It was not enlightened. So this can help us working with ourselves because it's different to watch a reaction taking place in a body and to know that it is not you. And not only know this, but feel this. You say to yourself, this is something strange to me. I have nothing to do with this. This helps the work very much because we are going to deal with it in another way. We are going to be able to not get involved with it. We are going to say, well, a reaction happened here, so let me get hold of it and see where it came from. Was it from the mental body or from another body or from the vital? Where did this reaction come from? Because it didn't come from my will or from my consciousness. It didn't come from there because there is no more impulse there for such a thing. How could I have done that? So then you locate it, and as you locate it, you begin to work on it with less involvement in a more neutral way. And you are going to be able to work on it much more simply and with much more harmony. You will notice that in this work we go through two states as if we were on a seesaw. Suddenly an enthusiasm gets a hold of us, a desire, a willingness to do this work. Then when we feel this desire, this enthusiasm, we can see that we are digressing from what is normal with this desire to do the work. We have to be careful because this is coming from the vital. This is already the vital that got into it and liked it. And then it wants to take it over as its own movement. And so you begin to work on this too quickly. And then you miscalculate the scope and you make a mistake. So enthusiasm drops. This is the impulse of the vital, not a real impulse, because this is not the correct rhythm. The correct measure is not this enthusiasm, it is not this hurry to get things over right away, to want to see everything resolved. This is all coming from the vital, which likes the work, and so it wants to hurry it up. It wants to get into an abnormal rhythm, and it must be controlled. So we have to keep our enthusiasm, but calmly we have to follow the rhythm we are meant to follow. If the vital does not adopt this rhythm, it either comes with its enthusiasm, which is no good, which is not the correct one, or the vital brings in discouragement. Ah, I know I have to work on this, but... So I put it off for later. I'm not motivated, I'm discouraged, I don't have the strength. All this comes from the vital. It is not the person who is saying this. And if the vital is not very well disposed, if it is inclined to make you discouraged, if it is inclined to make you somewhat sluggish, to make you know what you have to do but refuse to do it, or do it half-heartedly and all that, the vital can even cause what psychology calls depression through this sensation of discomfort in confronting between what is proposed by one's consciousness and one's being. So the vital then curtails this movement. It begins to feel uncomfortable. It holds back this process because we don't even feel like doing that because it has withdrawn from the base of our bodies. So we have to get rid of this. We have to take hold of the vital and speak to it the same way we would speak to a person, because it has its own consciousness. And depending on the energy we put into it, and depending on what is coming from our higher levels, from our spirit, from our soul, we can completely transform our vital. So we have to speak to this vital, we have to speak to it firmly, sometimes even harshly. We have to address it. First, we ask for help. We ask for help from on high. And when we ask for help, the impulse comes and says, how about it? So we shouldn't be apathetic towards these energies that we have in our bodies, this force, this energy potential that we have in our bodies. We don't have to be complacent with it. We have the responsibility for this which is under our care. It is under our care because when we disincarnate, all this disintegrates and goes out to form other bodies. So this is our responsibility. As long as it is with us, we have to work on these things. We have to train these things. Each person has a different task in this regard. One has to vitalize it, another has to appease it, another has to refute it, and another has to take it in. The tasks are infinite.
Mas você precisa considerar
but we
estas
have
coisas,
to consider these things,
não você.
Not ourselves.
Para que nós estamos em corpos?
Why are we in bodies?
Qual é a utilidade de
what
você estar em corpos?
Use is it? For us to be in bodies.
Estas coisas para você
and we
matéria,
have to do all these things to work on
e
this matter
oportunidade de
so that
planos
the spirit
mais densos,
can have the opportunity to be on denser material levels
trabalho,
by means of these bodies. So these bodies are a task for us.
Agora,
all this
assim,
is work.
Né, fica parecendo
now,
que
when
a gente
we talk this way, it seems that we
coisas.
Would need to deal with these
Não.
Matters all day long.
Você pode
no,
passar a vida sem
you can go
disto.
Through an entire lifetime without touching on this. It happens automatically.
Se a sua consciência estiver bem reunida,
when your consciousness is well aligned, when your consciousness is not divided,
a respeito da sua meta.
And it knows its goal.
Sua meta.
So you have to focus on your goal.
Como
and all the rest will follow as a consequence.
Decidido,
you have to really be determined to follow your goal.
Mas esses trabalhos parecem muito longos,
this
mas hoje
work
é muito
seems very long, but
hoje
today everything
é rápido,
happens very quickly. Today all this is very quick and our consciousness also develops much quicker today because it is in contact with extraterrestrial consciousnesses. It is in contact with intraterrestrial consciousnesses that are already very far ahead in these issues. Today, consciousness on Earth is much more integrated within the body of humanity.